Say words, please.
Hello, hello, hello.
Perfect. Welcome into episode 12 of Radio BYT. Full disclosure, I always have problems announcing that because I never remember the episode that we're on.
Well, maybe we should just stop.
My name is Mitch.
My name is Jess.
Introducing herself now. Okay. I've been overruled.
Fine. I don't want any of those quirky things. My live-in roommate, live-in maid.
I had one ready for you last week. And it was going to be because we were talking Endgame and I knew you didn't really want to see the movie and I forced you to. I was going to say...
You didn't force me.
I was going to say, with me, here so she won't get fined, Jess. But you weren't there. So...
Sorry.
You're here this week.
I'm here.
Do you have anything quick thought related that you want to get off your mind?
I do.
What?
Listen to your bodies.
What?
So
what are you talking about? Are you trying to tell me something?
No, not the trackers. We're not pregnant, but congratulations Tim
to
and
them.
Jen. That's so exciting.
Friends of the podcast somehow. Absolutely. Related. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Definitely.
We saw related. Them once in Cabana Bay and I was afraid to speak to them. So we walked
super,
by.
And we saw them twice actually. Well, we're super fans.
That's
kind
all right.
Of. Stalkers.
So listen to your body.
Listen to your body, guys. So the reason I say this is I've been complaining to Mitch about back pain, neck pain, and headaches for how long? Months.
And probably I said, months. You're just getting old.
He kind of shrugged it off. And then I went on vacation and probably had the best sleep of my life on a crappy twin size hard mattress on a cruise ship. And I came back home and I'm like, Mitch, we really need a new mattress.
That's not how this story went.
No, I'm just wait.
Okay.
Just wait.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, whatever. So throughout the weekend, we sleep on our mattress at home. And I think it was Sunday. You woke up and you're like, we're getting a new mattress today. I'm like, thank heavens. I've been saying this for how long?
Yes.
Months. And he finally gave in. So we finally got a new mattress. It got delivered today. So I'll keep you guys updated on my sleep. But, I'm so excited on it.
Sorry about that audio. I forgot that you weren't here last week. So I had that mic all the way up.
Oh, man.
So you're just going to sound like you're really angry with me about that mattress. When in reality, what happened was I woke up Sunday, and I wasn't listening to you, so you may have said this, but I woke up Sunday with severe back pain, and I said to myself, you know what? Today's the day.
Maybe Jess is right.
Today's the day. We've done a lot of purchases lately, and we're going to make another one today. I want to tell the story about this, though, before we dive into other things, and I can do this because we cut something out of the agenda. So we went to go get a mattress, right?
Yes.
And it's literally a tale of two mattress stories.
A tale of two mattress sellers, actually.
Right, exactly. So we went to Raymore and Flanagan. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with the person there. I'm not going to name names because I'm not a tattletale. But
he sold us our couch.
He sold us our couch. But I felt like that he thought because he sold us our couch,
which was pretty expensive.
He was automatically going to get another sale from us. When, buddy, I don't have loyalty except to the price. I'll tell you that much. So
he was trying to sell us like the Cadillac of mattresses.
I wanted a nice Toyota Corolla when it comes to mattresses. Maybe a RAV4. Maybe
something
I'd spring
reliable.
For the, yes, yeah. Something reliable. And he was trying to give me a Mercedes-Benz. Let me tell you something about me. Daddy don't got Mercedes-Benz cash. So... So I said, sir, I'd like to go get a coffee. Can I do that? I'll come back later. What time are you here till? And he goes, oh, well, ho-ho. You may wait late. I'm here till 9, but hey, you could be waiting more than an hour. And I said, bro, there's 5 people in the store right now. So we left. I did get a coffee. I felt enlightened after that. And then we went to Jordan's Furniture because, guys, we're from New England. I'm hedging my bets that the Red Sox are going to throw a no-hitter from July through September.
Fingers crossed.
So we went to Jordan's Furniture. They have Tony Stark-esque technology.
It was really cool, actually.
Yeah, it's called Brigid, and you sit on it, it puffs out.
No, you stand on it. You lean against it.
It's a leaning thing.
And the back of it, so you lean against this like fabric thing, and he turns the machine on, and it puffs out.
Yep.
And then it goes back in, and it puffs out again, goes back in. So it does it 3 times. And then you step off and the computer screen shows a full body analysis. Like it takes your weight and your height and different issues you might have. And
yes,
it asks you a series of questions before you step on, like, how do you sleep? And is there any pain associated with your sleeping?
Which you lie about all of that because I did.
You lied?
Yeah.
I didn't lie. I was very honest.
I was not.
Oh, well, we might have got the wrong mattress.
No,
we
got the perfect mattress.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I found out I had a pelvic issue.
Yeah, you
I
have
guess.
Some pelvic thing. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it has to do with the pelvis. So get that sorted out, please, for the next pod.
Hopefully our mattress will help us with that. So this guy, what was his name?
Joe.
Shout out to Joe at Jordan's in Warwick.
Shout out to my sleep technician, Joe.
He found us our perfect mattress.
And pillows.
And he didn't upsell us. He didn't put us right on a Cadillac. He gave us the Toyota we were looking for.
Yeah. We sprung for the RAV4, but listen, I'll let you know. I'll report back in a week or so and let you know, guys, how well it's going. But that was our adventure when it comes to mattress buying.
So we recommend listen to your body, buy a decent mattress because it's well worth it. Right out of college, we bought like a really not so great mattress.
Yeah.
Out of like a, I don't know, it looked like a warehouse.
Yeah.
It was kind of sketchy.
The guy told us we could stay there for a while if we wanted to because we're making a big commitment. I was like, okay, I just want to leave.
Yeah. So just, you know, invest in something you use every day.
Yes. My quick thought is not that intense. That was an intense quick thought.
I'm sorry.
So for me, this is actually going to lead us into our first topic for the week. For a while now, I've watched the show Gotham.
Yeah.
And it just recently wrapped up with the series finale. And I'm very upset, actually. I was irate. Oh. To be honest with you. So
I haven't noticed.
I didn't talk to you about it. That's why.
I'm glad.
I couldn't talk to you. I tried. I told you I wanted to watch the series finale of Gotham. And you were like, nah, I'm not tired yet. Can we watch more YouTube? And I said, that's fine. And then lo and behold, I fell asleep during the YouTube. And I said, well, not watching Gotham. So I watched it the next night. Let me tell you something. Okay.
Tell me.
Gotham. They promised us the whole season that the last episode was going to be Batman. Mm-hmm. The last episode was not Batman.
Oh.
It was 10 seconds of Batman. It's an hour-long show, and we got 10 seconds of Batman in the flesh.
Well, that's disappointing.
So let me tell you something, Gotham. I devoted 5 seasons of my life to you. My boss at work devoted 5 seasons of her life to you. And you didn't give us, you Smallville'd us. So Smallville, what they did is that was a whole series leading up to Superman.
Yep.
And it ended with the guy that played Superman finally donning the suit Superman
yep.
in the last 5 seconds of the show. Mm-hmm. And they did the exact same thing. And I thought, all right, so I'm going up to the finale. The finale takes place 10 years after the last episode. Mm-hmm. So I thought, we're going to get some serious Batman. This is going to be all Batman. Nope. They teased us the whole episode. They were like, oh, Bruce is going to be at a gathering. Bruce Wayne is going to be at a gathering because, spoiler alert, Bruce Wayne is Batman. So they're like, Bruce Wayne's going to be at a gathering. Guess what? He wasn't at the gathering, right? Mm-hmm. And then it was Bruce Wayne's going to be at the clock tower. Guess what? Bruce Wayne wasn't at the clock tower. Guess what? And then it was like, Bruce Wayne's going to be here. And he wasn't. And then it was Detective Gordon or Commissioner Gordon at Ace Chemicals. And then Bruce Wayne thwarted that, but they still didn't show us freaking Batman. So then at the end, all of a sudden they're huddled around the searchlight because remember the iconic symbol, Batman with the searchlight, all that. And then all of a sudden the light turns on and Batman's way in the distance and they finally show us Batman.
Dun, da, da.
And then credits. And I'm like, dude,
is there
really?
Another season?
No. Oh. It's done.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yes, it is.
That's almost as disappointing as My Secret Life or Secret Life of the American Teenager.
That was a horrible ending. Because in Secret Life, it was Will She, Won't She, Won't She, Shailene Woodley with Jack and what was the other guy's name?
I can't remember.
Go play your French horn, Shailene. I don't want to hear this. You ready to dive into the TV shows?
I am.
Okay. It's the BYTV Guide. So, it's been a while. I figured it's time to talk some TV because it's been a while. Wow, you really do stink. That's my dog. Ollie. He farted. It's been a while since we talked TV. The summer shows, not the summer shows, but the spring shows are here. We got a new show. Full disclosure, we got a new show, Double Shot at Love.
We watch really trashy
Vinny
TV.
And Pauly D. Yeah.
Full disclosure.
It's reality TV at its finest, really. And then we also have The Amazing Race that's back. So I want to dive into that in the early going and talk about, you know, how we feel the shows are going. And one's new, one's old. And I really want to just like pick your brain with it.
Okay, let's do it.
So Double Shot at Love. Are you watching the show?
Yes.
We watched it last night.
We're watching.
Do you think it's any good?
No.
No.
I think it's a joke.
Oh, I love this show.
I know you do. I just think it's silly. It's just silly.
Well, why do you think it's silly? Do you think it's serious, first of all?
Like, no, God, no.
Do you really think, do you think that they're actually looking for a companion?
Well, maybe they went into it thinking that, but no offense to the girls on their show, but.
Oh, that's wrong. That's not nice. There's some good girls there.
There are some good girls, but there's a lot of not so good
It's
girls.
Like finding a diamond in a trash heap, you know?
You said it, not I.
You were thinking it.
Yes. I was.
See, all right, if I had to think, like, do you think that it's real, right? I would tell you that I think Vinny's taking it seriously.
Pauly not so much.
Pauly's just there for the paycheck.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I think Vinny is just more serious than Pauly is, period. But Pauly has such a persona, and maybe he is taking it seriously, but I don't know. Pauly's a fellow Rhode Islander. From Cranston.
What would you compare the show to? Like, if
The
you're,
Bachelor. It's just like The Bachelor. It's like The Bachelor and Jersey Shore had a baby.
Right. So I was like, all right, what can I compare this to? So I put, it's The Bachelor meets Jersey Shore. You know what that equals? Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
It's Flavor of Love.
Oh,
like, that's all it is.
Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen is this is gonna go down. There's going to be some personality, Holly, that like separates herself, and then it's going to be shot at love with whoever didn't get the shot at love with Vinny and Pauly D.
Yep.
So that's what I think. But my real question to you, we're really motoring through this. Do you feel bad for Vinny?
In what way?
Because there was like 22 girls, and I literally think only two of the 22 girls want Vinny. Maybe three.
Well, I think those type of girls look at Pauly and Vinny and see dollar signs. They see more dollar signs in Pauly because he actually has a legitimate career outside of the Jersey Shore.
Vinny's the keto Guido.
But still.
You abide by his philosophy.
But still, like, Pauly has Bemis, Benz, and Bentleys, and Vinny.
Oh, yeah, he's
only
a member of the G unit. Like,
Vinny only has like maybe a Beamer.
He's got a Toyota Corolla, and Toyota has sponsored this episode. Not really, but you can slide into my DMs.
Please.
All right, I don't feel bad for Vinny though, because listen, there's 22 girls, right?
He, like, dated like a supermodel. Good for him. He's fine. He's totally fine.
There's three or so that are there for him, but I also feel like the three that are there for him are probably the realest of the bunch.
I agree.
Like, their names aren't B Lashes, you know, like, they're real names. So for me, I feel good for him because I feel like if he's really out there to get a good connection, he's going to get a good connection.
What's the girl I said I liked?
Maria?
Like, that talks about aliens with him.
Yeah, that's Maria.
Yeah, I like her. I'm team
She was the one that was on Are You the One?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the other one looks like she'd be really good at basketball. Elise?
I don't know.
But I mean, really, we're only here for one girl who there's two that continue to make waves. And I don't think that they're any good for, like, I think they're going to get X'd off. They're only there for ratings
eventually,
right now.
Yeah.
Holly.
Oh gosh.
And Nikki.
Yep.
Holly is the weirdest person I've ever met in my life. She's all right. Yeah. If you could think like, I've got a star crush, that's Holly with Pauly D. I don't like that one bit.
I feel like that's like the last thing you like ask. Like, when you get to know somebody who's a celebrity, you're not like, oh, so like, what do you eat before you DJ?
So she's like all about that celebrity life. She's like, how do you deal with this? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with this? How do you deal with that? She's like asking questions about being a celebrity. And I feel like if you're really trying to get to know someone, that's the last thing you do. No. Like, I'm not asking you about how you're a celebrity.
No.
Because you're not. But
I am a local celebrity.
Yeah. But like, I just don't feel like that's the way to go about it. I feel like if you're gonna try to establish a connection, you try to find who Paul is, not Pauly
D. His favorite color.
Yeah. Like, what's your hair look like without the blowout? Like, I don't know. Like,
do you always gel your hair?
Yeah. Like, what do you do on a Sunday?
What kind of gel do you wear?
Yeah. I don't know.
What's your preferred gel?
Got to be. That's it. I don't have enough hair to know what gel is. That's the one I remember from like way back in the day.
True.
But no, like, I feel like if you're really trying to find a connection, you need to like separate the persona and find out who the
Absolutely.
Person is. Now, I feel like Nikki's trying to do that, but she's very extra.
She is. So, and like, a little bit too aggressive.
So, like, you have to, for Nikki, because I know you're listening, listen, you gotta, like, calm down. Okay?
You gotta accept what kind of show you're on first. Yeah. Like, You're not the one yet.
You're on the Guido Bachelor. Like, you have to understand that there's a process to it. There's many other women, and 20 of them out of the 22 are vying for your boy's affections. So
this
kid
stinks. Oh my God.
You gotta just let him do him. You're gonna see him with other girls. So you can't come out looking like Gamora with your face mask on.
And I've never seen a shiny face mask before.
It was very
metallic.
That was
pretty cool.
I want one.
Me too.
So you can't do that. Like, you need to understand that he's going to do his own thing, and you have to accept it. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, I don't know how you're going to deal with him in real life, because there's going to be a situation where you're at home in Warwick or wherever you live, and he's over in Las Vegas doing his thing, and there's going to be Guidettes all over him. Mm-hmm. And you just got to accept it. You got to be able to trust him.
You can't be jealous.
And I don't think that they're going to be. So if I'm looking at the show itself, like, that's why I think Vinny is going to have more success in the show than Pauly, because he's going to be able to have a real life with the person. Like, he's got a persona. He's got, you know, certain celebrity status, mm-hmm. but it's not Pauly D.
Yeah.
So he can have a real relationship, where I feel like Pauly D is going to have to deal with the jealous girl.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single day.
Well, and that's like one of the major things that people always discuss, is why do celebrities only date celebrities? And I think that's because
they understand.
The average person does not understand what these people deal with on a day to day.
I know it's tough.
I
deal with it every
lives.
Day.
I know.
I deal with people just staring
at
me.
You have Guidettes
because I got a standing desk at work, so they all just look at me because I just stand above everything because I'm tall.
With your hair blowing in the wind.
I don't have hair.
I know.
To blow in the wind. I lost that in like eighth grade.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to my hairline.
So yeah, if y'all are watching, A Shot at Love.
Double shot of love.
Double shot of love. Sorry. I'm such a big fan. Let us know what your thoughts are. Who's your favorite person?
Do you have any early front runners? Who do you think is going to win on both sides? Vinny and Polly. Who do you think they're going to pick?
So I said my Vinny person already. I don't know their names.
Elise and Maria.
Yeah. So Maria's my Vinny pick.
I agree with that. I think Maria is going to win Vinny's affections.
The girl he went on the swan boat with.
The crazy cat lady, yeah, Darren?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy cat crazy ladies cat are in. Lady. I don't know if you've seen the new Taylor Swift video.
Yeah.
She loves her cats.
Yeah, she does.
Darren's a crazy lady. If she wasn't crawling on the floor, I think she would win. I think for Polly, B Lashes is going to win.
No.
She brings gravitas to the equation.
Yeah, but she's like too extra.
Jennifer Aniston. That she wants to be Jennifer Aniston, but she puts so much like into it that she's not Jennifer Aniston.
She doesn't look anything like her natural self with makeup on, though. We learned that very quickly.
All right, so this is a conclusion I came to last night, actually, mm-hmm. when we were watching the show. I said, get you a girl that looks similar to what she looks like with makeup. Without makeup.
She doesn't look anything like. And you were even like, who is that?
I asked you and you could not answer the question.
No idea. She just looks very different. And it's not like she looks bad. I'm not saying she looks terrible without or with makeup. She just looks very different.
I have no idea.
Her contour is on fleek.
Oh, shout out to the Kardashians. I'm keeping up with them. Are you? So, yeah, I think that ultimately it's going to be, I think B Lashes and I think Maria. You think Maria for Vinny. You don't have any. You think Darren.
Yeah.
For Pauly D. Just
grasping at straws here.
So wipe that out of the equation. Let's dive into an adventure, if you will.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Amazing Race.
I love this show.
I'm so happy that this show is back. Oh, this show crept up on me, actually. I thought it was coming back in like June. And you were away on your trip, and I texted you, and I said, you know, The Amazing Race is back this week.
Don't watch it.
I was like, I think I'm going to watch it. And you said, you better not, or you won't have a wife. And I said, I value you, so I'm not going to do that.
I miss you.
So it's back. Why is this show so good?
I don't know why it's so good, but I love watching it.
Holy smokes.
I think it's the mixture of competition.
Yeah.
Travel,
yeah,
and complete and utter chaos, and then reality television because they're fighting all the time. I think just like the whole scope of the show is just great.
I love the fact that you put them in like foreign settings, and then there's just shade being thrown everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I think that's fun. But you know, this season they brought back contestants from Survivor, from Big Brother, and from The Amazing Race. Are you happy with the people that they brought back?
I do. Some of them I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the scope of people they brought on the show. I think it's interesting. And I like how they kind of intermingle different shows.
Yeah.
So like, we're a fan of Big Brother, so.
The only thing I wished is that they brought back more notable people from each show. Mm-hmm. So like, Survivor's case, like Boston Rob. I think he's already done The Amazing Race.
I think he has, yeah.
So maybe he didn't want to do it again, but like that or like...
Who wouldn't want to do it?
I don't know. So like, or from Big Brother, like more memorable people. But that being said, I love it. Because they're already clicked up. Like they're already like working with, from Big Brother. So we automatically have this alliance. Yeah. Like Survivor. Like I remember Rupert from Survivor. He's already gotten kicked off the show, but I remember him from Survivor.
Spoiler alert.
By the time they hear this, it's like 4 weeks old.
Maybe they're behind.
Ma the spoilers. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. If you haven't kept up with it, get onto your DVR. It's not that big of a spoiler. I wish they brought back, but I don't watch Survivor. So I wouldn't have known
people
from Survivor. And I really wouldn't have known people from Amazing Race because I went from like, I think Amazing Race is in like its 30th season or something crazy like that. So like, I went from, I watched like up to season 10 with my parents, took about a 10 year to 15 year break, and then decided to dive back into it with you.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have known half the people from that either. So really I'm hinging on Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And I wish they would have brought more memorable characters back from that. But then again, I've only really watched the last three or four seasons. What I would have loved if they brought back people from Celebrity Big Brother, like Mark McGrath.
I would love a Celebrity Amazing Race. I think that would be so fun to watch.
That'd be fun.
Just because like watching celebrities in such a...
They can't handle it. Remember Sean Marion, The Matrix, last season in Amazing Race, and he couldn't handle it. Mm-hmm. I love that. But since we love Big Brother so much, if you could bring back Big Brother contestants for Amazing Race, who would you bring?
This is a tough question. Why just Big Brother?
Because it's great.
I think Angela and Tyler from last season would do very well on The Amazing Race. They're still together, and I think...
I don't even remember who those people are.
Tyler with the curly blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. I think he would be good in this.
Yeah, I think they would do well together and be fun to watch.
I made a list.
Oh, jeez.
I did. I would bring back James.
Oh, yeah.
I actually thought his name was Glenn, but then I realized I was confusing him with Glenn from The Walking Dead.
Yep.
So James, the Asian man from like Texas, which is an absolute mind F. I won't swear, but
crazy.
It's crazy to me. I'm sorry. I would bring back Paul with the beard.
Yep.
I'd bring back Nerdy Steve, who won it like 2 years ago.
Yep.
The twins, the Julia twins.
Oh, yeah. They're on MTV now.
I'd bring back Frankie Grande with the hopes that Ariana Grande, right? I'd bring back the card playing Vanessa.
Oh, yeah.
I'd bring back the bearded Austin, who was like a wrestler and that crazy man.
Yeah, that dated one of the twins.
I'd bring back Josh.
Oh, God. Who's also on MTV.
So that leads me to my next thing. It's going to lead me into the next question, which is if you could pull contestants from other reality shows onto Amazing Race, what shows would you
choose?
Challenge,
absolutely.
You know who did Celebrity Big Brother UK?
Who?
Bear.
Oh, no way.
Yes. That's so fun. I brought it a step further because obviously the challenge, they work together. A lot of the Big Brother people go on to the challenge.
Yeah.
Like Paulie, Natalie, all them from Big Brother.
Yeah.
I made pairs.
Oh, geez.
So if I had to do an Amazing Race, I made five pairs. If I had to do the Amazing Race challenge version, right? I'm doing Paulie and Natalie, mm-hmm. Big Brother.
Yep.
I'm doing Bananas and Devin.
Oh, that would be.
Imagine that lineup,
terrible.
Right? I'm doing Jose and Davon.
Yep.
Big Brother again.
They do well.
I'm doing Cara Maria and Kyle.
Oh, God.
And I'm doing Wes and Georgia. Because based off of the last episode of the challenge that we had seen where Wes has to tie Georgia up and he can't do it because she's just being so loud. I love the idea of them trying
enemies
to work together. Yes.
Yeah.
I think if you do the challenge, the Amazing Race challenge version, that's the best show that you're going to have on TV.
Yeah, that would be fun to watch.
What would you do?
Well,
I just took your thunder, didn't I?
Yeah, you like stole it all.
I'm sorry.
But no, I think it would be fun because a lot of people from CBS are going over to MTV. I think it would be cool to steal some of those MTV guys and bring them over to CBS.
I think Bananas and Devin would be the ultimate team. I'd need to see that team. Like, I need air to breathe.
But I wouldn't even, need them together. I just think they should do, a challenge Amazing Race type deal. Because it would be fun.
Who was the guy on, who went on X on the Beach, too? He's dating Angela now. Nelson. I would do a Nelson and Shane combo, too.
Oh, jeez.
Off the cuff. Like, I would do that, too. That'd be a good one.
So.
The challenge, I just love the challenge so much. I don't know why. And this is recent, too. Like, I didn't like the challenge
been,
like that.
We've been, watching it for a while now.
It's always on.
We watch weird shows.
So are there any other shows besides the challenge that you would pull people from?
Well, all we really watch is CBS.
We watch a lot of reality
MTV.
TV.
Yeah.
Would you pull Tim Allen and his wife on Last Man Standing and see how they would do? Like, would you pull let me take a real actor and put him in an Amazing Race situation. No.
No, because that's not their real self.
Or like Cedric the Entertainer and Schmitty.
You're really grasping at straws.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Are you kidding me? And that's CBS too.
I think they should do a celebrity
Sheldon
Amazing
and
Race, Yeah.
I would love to see Mark McGrath on that. I love
Mark McGrath. He's great.
90s on 9.
It's the best channel.
Would you go on The Amazing Race?
So, funny story about this.
Oh, boy. We're going on The Amazing Race. Hey, guess what?
My Spoiler aunt and alert. I were like, this was a long, long time ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Like when I was in high school, she's like, let's sign up. Let's do it. But you needed to be, I think you need to be 21 or over 18. I want to say it's 21 to do it. So I wasn't old enough. And then we never did it. But like, we were so going to do it together. So maybe we should like sign up.
Do you think we would be good on The Amazing Race though?
No, absolutely not.
So
we'd get lost.
No, I don't think we would. All right. I think we would be good on The Amazing Race in the sense that we would probably win it.
You're funny.
No, we would do well on it, but we would also contribute to their ratings because we would bicker the whole way through, but get everything done. Oh. You know what I'm saying? So like,
oh yeah,
we would argue the entire time, but get it done because that's what I tend to do. Like I will begrudgingly do anything, but I will complain about it the whole time.
Yeah, you will.
Even if like, I think you're right. Like, I'm just going to complain for the sake of complaining and then do it the way you want it done.
I feel like you would just get way too stressed out. And I'd be, like, way too in the moment and be like, I just want to, like, sit here and watch the ducks.
I think I would just say, let me just have a shot of Tito's. Let's do it. Like, I don't know.
I don't think it's for us.
Where would you want to travel to, though, if you did it?
They go to so many amazing places. Like
places, The Amazing Race goes to amazing places.
They really do though. The places you would never think of, like Sri Lanka. Like who wants to go there?
You can eat bugs in Sri Lanka. You can ride an elephant in Zimbabwe.
Like how cool.
I think I would want to go to anywhere in Europe and anywhere in Asia.
I want to go to Africa.
Because like I would have the security of knowing that at the end of the day, I'm on like a television series. So if I get really lost, they're going to say, production's going to tell me to go which way, but like I would also be able to explore in a way that I wouldn't be able to explore if I'm going on just a standard vacation.
Yeah. But like realistically, like they don't see anything. Like they're running to and from places. They don't enjoy where they're at.
I don't think that's that true though, because they show you what they want you to see on TV, but there's a lot of downtime that we don't see. Cause you got to figure like they have an overnight. Right. So,
yeah,
like,
they need to sleep at some point.
Exactly. So, like, I feel like they give you a couple hours to see the area you want to go to.
That would be cool. And you get to win free trips if you, like, come in first.
Which we'll do that every leg of the race. Yeah, like, I mean,
you are so
look
funny.
At us. I think that's it about The Amazing Race.
I really love that show. If you guys watch, let us know. And let us know if you think we do well in The Amazing Race. Maybe we should apply.
Maybe. Let us know on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, at By Your Terms. You want to dive into the main topic? Speaking of travel. Da-na. Do you want to announce this? Or do you want me to announce this? I think you should announce this.
I don't, well, we did something.
We did a thing.
We did a really big thing.
That you announce it. You do it.
We've been talking about doing this thing for a long, long,
a
long
decade.
Time. Yeah, literally a decade.
A long, long time.
And we probably should have done it a long, long time ago.
Yes.
Because we would have saved thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Let's start here. How much money do you think we have donated to the mouse?
$400,000.
Over the past 10 years.
$400,000.
I don't think it's quite $400,000.
$100,000.
Probably.
Yeah, with park tickets, $100,000. Flight,
so,
park tickets,
yeah,
$100,000.
Well, not even flights, because you can't count flights, but park tickets,
yep.
Hotels,
yep.
Wedding, cruises.
Well, the wedding, yeah.
The wedding in
itself. At least $100,000.
So, we did a thing, guys. We bought DVC.
Disney Vacation Club.
And we are so excited.
You sound excited. And we're so excited.
We are so excited.
I sound like Eeyore. Oh.
I'm going to throw my margarita at you. No, we really, It's surreal, actually. I think I cried when we finally closed on it at work because I've been wanting to do it for so long, and we financially were just like, maybe not this year, maybe next year. Like,
so yeah, but in the same respect, we were also like, why don't we just do it?
Yeah. So we finally, were like, let's just do it. Like, what? And it's not a big deal. Like, I feel like before we thought it was a much bigger deal than it was.
I think you can make the case that anything is like that. Like, you think it's going to be a big deal and then you're in it and you get caught up in it. And then by the time it's done, you're like, oh, that really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that bad.
Right.
So we did it. We took the plunge. We are officially, we can say as of today, we are officially a part of the Disney Vacation Club community.
So what resort did we buy into?
So we bought Wilderness Lodge, the Boulder Ridge section. We got 170 points, which yes. we thought was more than enough for the two of us. It's about 2 weeks,
so
give or take, per year.
So if you're buying direct, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but if you're buying direct, you need a minimum of 75 points to have like the membership card for the Disney Vacation Club. Basically, 75 points would get you a week, I think. Like
about
a week
that,
vacation.
Depending on where you want to go.
170 points gets you about 2 weeks, or if you want to break it down, depending on how you want to break it down, it can get you a week vacation and then two long weekends, something like that. So we got 170 points. We're at Boulder Ridge. Why do you think we bought there?
How do I explain this? We wanted to be centrally located. I think that was one of the biggest things. And we wanted our contract to be up through our 50s. Like, that was our two major things.
Like, I wanted it to be so when we're borderline retirement age, we can decide, do we want to re-up this or do we just want to move down there? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what we accomplished with here. We kind of hit everything because we had never stayed at the Wilderness Lodge ever.
We've always wanted to.
But we've always wanted to. We've been there a bunch of times to go like to dinner and all that.
Yep.
And we were always like, I'd really love to stay here. And it kind of fits the theme because we're from New England. We go a lot up to New Hampshire or something like that. We stay in a log cabin. It's very similar themed. And I feel like that really kind of fits our idea, like our mold, our idea of fun.
Yeah.
So it really just worked out where that was available and we jumped on it.
And I think price for us was a big comparison tool as well. Boulder Ridge seemed to be pretty cheap in comparison to other DVC resorts.
Come to find out the reason why is because they're about to renovate it.
Which is totally fine.
Which I'm fine with.
So our dues are, because you pay monthly dues.
Yes.
So our dues will go up.
Yeah.
But that's fine because we're going to get something for the money we're paying.
Exactly.
So
you can buy two ways. You can either buy direct from Disney, which doesn't include any of the older resorts. It only includes the new resorts, Aulani in Hawaii. I think those are the only...
Yeah, they're only
the Riviera Resort, the newest one, which isn't even open yet, and Aulani.
And I think Copper Creek is still available
because
they haven't sold.
So obviously you can buy direct from Disney. You can get one of those three, or you can buy a resale, which you lose a little bit on the years of the amount that you have the DVC before you have to re-up or you have to make that decision.
Yep.
But it also comes at a significant price decrease. Mm-hmm. So why would you say that we decided to buy resale as opposed to brand new?
So I think we sat down because at first we were going to buy direct through Disney.
Yes.
And then we did a comparison on the benefits of buying resale versus direct and vice versa.
We took a deep dive into the internet.
We really did. I think we researched for probably a month or so
a while
before we even made a decision.
Yeah.
And for us, we thought the benefit of saving money outweighed the benefit of buying direct from Disney at this point in time for us.
Right. So when you buy resale as opposed to direct, you lose what they call incidental costs or incidental extras or something like that. So like which come to find out wasn't even really the case. So they tell you that when you buy resale, you lose the ability to go to the top of the world lounge at Bay Lake Tower. You lose the ability to get the extras. So like the discount on annual passes or the Moonlight Magic.
You lose some of their extras. I don't think it was Bay Lake. I don't think it was the top of the world. I think it was their special reserve sections in Epcot. So you lose some perks. Like you can't go on the DVC cruise and that sort of stuff.
Whatever.
But for us, that just wasn't a big deal. Yeah. Buying resale, you still get to use RCI. So that's for hotels throughout the entire world. So they have like a portfolio of different hotels you can use your points at besides Disney.
Yep. Oh, man, that we'll get into that. Holy smokes.
But we found you can still go to the top of the world at Bay Lake Tower.
Yep.
So you can still do that.
You still get access to all the pools, so you can pool hop. Yeah, like, you can pool anywhere.
Hop. DVC or DVD rentals at the hotels are free.
So really the only thing that you don't get besides like the discounts on annual passes, which doesn't really matter that much, but like really the only thing that you don't get is the ability now to book at like the Riviera Resort or any new DVCs going forward.
Yep.
Which to me, at least in my perspective, I'm like, all right, cool. Just get me there and then I'll enjoy the parks for what they are. Cause at the end of the day, I'm buying into the parks. I'm buying into the resort so I can have the idea of a timeshare, but Disney-fied, right? So I can go to like those places. But like at the end of the day, I still get to go to the parks, which is the reason why I'm going in the first place.
Exactly.
So,
and the way I see it is if we really want to stay at a new resort, we sell our points because that's always an option.
Exactly.
And then you can either rent points from somebody that owns at that DVC resort. And we've already discussed in the future, like if we ever decide to have kids, we might buy direct from Disney to have more points and get those perks. But right now where we are in life, I don't think it's necessary for our lifestyle.
170 points is crazy.
Yeah, more than enough.
So like I'm good for now. Like I said, like you said, we may buy more, but right now like we're good. And what you had mentioned RCI, we finally got access this week actually to the Disney Vacation Club website. And holy smokes, RCI.
So
you have when you go in, you have the option to look at like a map of available destinations. And I could literally spend 17 days in that map trying to figure out like all the available options. Because even if you went to New England, you got like 14 options that you can look at.
Yeah.
So like with RCI, you can book non-Disney resorts, essentially. It's like partner resorts. So you can go worldwide. You can go anywhere you want to go, basically. Like if we wanted to go to Atlantic City, we could go to Atlantic City. If we wanted to go to Tokyo, we could go to Tokyo. If we wanted to go to Bali, we could go to Bali. That's awesome to me. And it's super, it's not that bad. It's like maybe like 60 points for a week.
Yeah, which is comparable to what Disney costs.
Right.
And I think with that gives us the ability to travel places that we wouldn't necessarily travel to.
And then the cost is really only the flights.
Yep, the flights and food and whatever we're doing wherever we go.
Exactly. So to me, it was really a no-brainer. With how much we travel, it was really a no-brainer.
But I just want to give you guys an idea of our resale timeline. So like we said, we got 170 points from Boulder Ridge.
Yes.
So on March 25th, we made an offer. So basically, we told the seller who was selling their points that this is our offer we're giving you. And do you mind if I tell them what we offered? I can't even remember to tell you the truth.
We offered like, I think, $98 a point.
$98 a point.
We ended up settling at $101 a point.
Okay. So, which...
Which was a nice happy medium.
Off the bat, if you're buying direct from Disney, you're spending how much a point?
Like $108 a point. I think it's like $108 a point.
No, it's direct. It's like $160 a point.
I don't know what it is. I honestly never really even looked at it.
It's a lot more. So right there, you're saving about probably $50 a point. So our offer was accepted the next day, the 26th.
Yes.
Then we went through the questionnaire deposit process, whatever. On 4/5, so April 5th, we passed our right to refusal for Disney. So basically, once you sign your contract, you send your deposit in, this mm-hmm. goes directly to Disney.
Yeah.
Disney has a 30-day right to refusal. So they can basically buy the timeshare back from the seller.
Yep.
And then you just have to start over. So we passed our right to refusal on 4/5, signed our closing documents on the 10th, and then we closed on the 19th. And typically this is a 3-month process. Ours took like
2.5 weeks, 3 weeks.
It was kind of crazy. We were definitely not expecting it to happen that quick. And then on the 1st of this month, so May 1st, we got our login. And then today, actually, we got...
Not to timestamp it.
We got to log in.
Today is May 4th, by the way. Yeah. May the 4th be with you all.
May the 4th be with you.
And may the Revenge of the 5th not strike back.
You are such a nerd. Today, our points were uploaded into the site, so we can officially book a DVC
yes.
resort now on points. So our yes. timeline versus others we've seen
was expedited. Let me put it to you this way, full disclosure. We started this in late April. There's people who started this process January. in mid-March, January even, that have not finished yet. So to me, they looked at us and said, these people have spent way too much money with us. Let's just pass them on through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I'm expecting like a refund check from Disney saying like, no, we're good. It's fine. You know,
call us even. I don't think that will happen.
No, I don't think so either.
Our process was definitely expedited. Yes. And I don't know. There's a few things like the people we purchased from, one of them was deceased. So yes. I'm not sure if that had anything to do with it. And we were just on the ball. Like they sent us something and we sent it right back.
That's how we are.
Yeah.
Though, like, I don't know.
So I'm not sure why it happened so quickly, but just know that if you guys are looking into this process, it might not, and it could happen just like us. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Like put it this way. If you're thinking of like, all right, I'll put in this offer and I've got 2 months to save. Don't plan on that because it may not happen that way.
Cause that's kind of where we were at. We were kind of like weaking it. Okay. We need $500 yeah. put aside each week to make it work. And then we had to cut into our savings a little
yeah.
bit.
And then all of a sudden I'm at the dentist office and they're like, yeah, they accepted your offer. And I'm like, I'm getting my teeth cleaned. Can I call you back after?
So, but all in all, who did we buy from?
Resales DVC.
So they have a website. You can go in and look at their listings. Yeah. All in all, I think our experience with them was great.
Yeah.
No complaints there.
I mean, full disclosure, I don't know. I guess like 10, maybe 9, 10 years ago, I had like subscribed to their setup or whatever. So I got emails weekly from them yeah. saying these are the new properties available. So like I was getting emails from them often and they're really good. Like they tell you the people that the companies that they work with, if you're going to finance it, mm-hmm. they tell you like what to expect from a typical buying process. They tell you like, all right, you're going to put in your offer. Once it's accepted, it'll be 30 days. Like they're very,
hold your hand through
and
it.
And that, but they're also like, they communicate with you well. So like they were constantly calling me, letting me know what's going on. So the owner, Kevin Tudis of Resales DVC was calling me. Alex Lopez, our resale agent, was constantly calling me, emailing me. So I felt that I was very well informed as to what's going on with our purchase.
Which is nice because
yes.
it's not a little amount of money. Like
right.
it's an investment.
Yes.
So I think they were very professional and we didn't have any qualms or problems throughout the process.
It was great. Have we planned anything?
Yes. So I am turning 30 in September.
Dirty 30.
So actually, September is going to be a crazy month for us, I think.
Yeah.
And especially...
I mean, pretty much yeah. July through November.
But it will be fun. So the week of my birthday, which is in the middle of the month, we will be down in Nashville the first week.
Yes.
Or the first part of that week. And then the second part of the week, we'll work in the middle.
It's like a work sandwich.
Yeah. And then we'll fly down to Orlando. So I'm going to celebrate my 30th birthday in Disney. Yeah. And that will be our first official DVC trip.
Yes. But I do want to, before we sign off and all that, I do want to say a little neat little trick. Like, if you've bought tickets, say you're thinking about getting DVC, right? And you're in the process of thinking about it, considering it, you put in an offer, it gets accepted. If you've bought tickets, if you have a trip planned, if you've bought tickets, upgrade those to an annual pass.
Yes.
It's beneficial to you to do that. I won't get into the numbers, but upgrade them to an annual pass. So we have a trip in July planned, and that's what we're going to do because we know now that we have DVC. It's going to be constant travel down there. It makes sense to get an annual pass. Even if you live out of state, get the annual pass. That's what I would say.
I say if you're going at least twice, it's worth the cost of the annual pass.
100%.
And they do something called ticket bridging. So
that's what I was not trying to get into, but you got into it. So
I went there. So if you buy tickets, you can get the face value of those tickets to upgrade to an annual pass.
Yes. So that's why I'm saying it's beneficial to you to do it. So I would do it. That's just me.
Absolutely.
And I would also not wait until you have back pain to get a mattress.
No, don't do that.
Anything else?
No, I think I'm excited and I want to book our hotel and go.
Let's go do that.
Let's go.
Tell the people where they can find us.
Y'all can find us at BYT. I don't know.
That's not right.
I'm so bad at this.
You can find us on any social media platform at By Your Terms. If you're looking for standard Disney fare, Disney shirts, Disney whatever, that's not necessarily in your face Disney, you go to shopwithbyt.com. That's where you find it. If you're looking for blog posts, you want to put in a custom t-shirt order, custom sweatshirt order, doesn't matter. You go to buyyourterms.com. That'll get you all of our stuff.
That's what I meant to say.
You can also search By Your Terms on YouTube. You'll find our lovely faces vlogging each week. And I hope that you'd like it. Subscribe to it, rate it, review us on iTunes too. We're there. If you do that, we'll get you a free shirt. Anything else?
I think that's it.
I think that's it for me as well. We will see you next time.
Bye.